the dust.
Hold your fire, Jonah. Dale's coming out of the hotel.
Yeah, say, there we was in that store, peaceful as could be. I was buying a doodad. See, I was buying a doodad to brighten up my thingamabob. When crash, somebody jumped out the hotel window.
Roy!
Yeah, broke the glass.
Roy, a telephone call just came in for the sheriff. Charlie Fisher and Dick Harris with a man named Bailey held up a bank at Squaw City.
Yeah, well, that explains why they didn't take the stairs.
Roy, this man lying here, it's Bailey, Roy.
Jonah, you and Dale see if you can get Bailey into the hotel. Then call the doctor.
You bet, Roy.
No way to do jump through a window.
Come on, Jonah.
I'll head around behind the hotel and see if I can't smoke out those other two rattlers.
Before Roy can get around to the back of the hotel, Charlie Fisher and Dick Harris have made their plans.
Inside, Fisher.
Inside, quick. We can't go back in the hotel. They'll be looking for us.
Inside, I said. Bailey would double cross us. He'd curry favor with the law. He'd tell them about our desert hideout. We've got to take Bailey before we leave.
Roy searches the grounds, the buildings behind the hotel. He sees horses he does not recognize. And because he finds no trail leading away, surmises the outlaws are still somewhere nearby. Then he sees a sign in the dust. Footprints of two men who have gone into the hotel through the back door. Quickly, Roy enters the hotel, goes directly to the room Dale uses as an office.
Dale, Harrison Fisher have come in to... Dale, Jonah.
Oh,
what's the matter? What's happened here?
I'll be all right in a minute.
They got Bailey, Roy.
Yeah, we was dragging and carrying and hauling this Bailey toward the room.
Well, cut it short, Jonah.
Yeah, well, we opened the door here, and there they was. I seen them as I went down. One of them lambasted me on the head with his gun, and the other one got Dale. He must have run off with Bailey.
But they tried to kill Bailey a few minutes ago. Now they risk their lives by coming back here. Bailey must know something, and the other two are afraid he'll talk.
Yeah, well, it's a fine way to treat a veteran soldier, 7-8 wars. I say, that's a fine way to treat a veteran soldier. Lambast him on the head.
As soon as you and Dale feel better, we'll...
Well, we're all right now, Roy. Just tell us what you want done, and we'll do it.
Well, Fisher and Harris haven't had a chance to leave the hotel yet, and we won't give them a chance. We'll get some of the men on the street to watch the windows and doors while we search. We're going to find those rattlers. Watch every door and every window, you fellas. Don't let anyone out.
Okay,
I'll be back as soon as I found what we're looking for.
Jonah and I are going along to help, Roy.
Oh, no, you're not. Stay here and help the men guard.
Now, look here, Nev. What would General Thomas Kenneth Rowe say if he heard a veteran of his army consented to do only guard duty after being lambasted on the head? Why, he'd
be... Now, listen, Roy, you may need
help,
and I should be with you. I know every inch of this hotel, and I know every corner where they might be hiding.
Well, all right. But let's not take chances. These men are desperate. They might kill rather than be captured.
Roy enters the hotel, Jonah at his side, Dale walking a step behind, pointing out places where the outlaws might be hiding. They search every room, every corner of every room, but nowhere do they find the dangerous outlaws. Suddenly, Dale steps out ahead.
Roy, there's one place we haven't looked.
Dale!
This storage closet behind the stairway here.
Get back here. Don't take chances.
Here, see?
Raise your hand, Fred. Grab the girl, Fisher. Hold her.
Fisher and Harris spring out of the closet beneath the stairs, shooting as they come. Bailey is with them, a prisoner. They grab Dale, pull her around so that she stands between themselves and Roy and Jonah.
Oh, no, you don't.
Keep those hands up. Here. Don't lower them for any reason or we'll kill the girls.
Stand around here. Bailey, don't you try anything funny either.
Hey, you're wrong about me. I'm not double-crossing.
Hey, these is the polecats that give me the headache.
Call to those cowpokes outside, Rogers. Tell them the shooting they just heard was an accident.
And if I don't?
We're playing for keeps. You and the men outside may take us. We know that. But if you try, we'll get the girl and you too, maybe.
Call them, Rogers. We're not waiting. Tell them to stay outside.
Yeah, fine way to treat an old soldier.
I'm not afraid, Roy.
You fellas out there, stay where you are. Never mind that shooting, just keep watching, as you have been.
I'm sorry, Roy.
Glad to see you're playing our way, Rogers. Now walk toward the front door, ahead of us. Keep your hands above your head until you get there.
And then?
Then you're telling the men outside to let us go through. Now come on, start moving.
All right, Fisher.
We're leaving, Rogers. But we're taking Dale Evans alone. We'll keep her with us for 48 hours and have a two-day start on the law. Nobody's bothered us by that time, we'll turn her loose. But if we even suspicion somebody's on our trail, we'll finish her off. Stay right here by the door.
I'm not afraid, Roy. I'm not afraid.
I'll keep Bailey in.